So, happy 1st of Halloween.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Mbombela tomorrow reaching a high of 21, Johannesburg 19. We start abroad with news just in. Iran is launching missile attacks targeting Israel. Sirens are ringing out across central parts of the country, including in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Now, the Iron Dome, technology used to deflect missiles in defense of the country, is deflecting a lot of them. So live footage shows how bright balls of fire come at the city and then suddenly they fly in the opposite direction. We kept an eye on it on BBC, and as they were speaking to a reporter there, you can hear the sirens in the background. This was just a few minutes ago.
At the moment, I heard that there were news and confirmed news that the cabinet was going to meet, and in fact they have met here under Prime Minister Netanyahu, and they met in a bunker, an underground bunker under the Defense Ministry.
That was the reporter of the BBC telling them what's going on the ground there. Let's wrap up some of the day's biggest stories on the local front. Police Minister Senzo Mkhlunu has vowed to bring the perpetrators of the Lusikisiki shooting to book. 18 people were killed in a mass shooting over the weekend in the area, who most of them were women. Mkhlunu visited the bereaved families earlier today.
We will do everything to ensure that we promote the rule of law in the country, that will bring order in this country, that we deal with criminals in this country head on when it is necessary. But I want to warn them that the criminals, when they see police doing their job, they must surrender or they will be made to surrender.
The fraud case against veteran television producer and businessman Duma Kandlovu has been postponed to next month. Kandlovu and his co-accused are accused of misrepresenting Ndlovu's tax returns and that of his company to the value of about 26 million rand. He was granted 100,000 rand bail today. NPA Investigative Directorate Henry Mamotame.
The three are facing 18 charges relating to the contravention of the Tax Administration Act, wherein they allegedly colluded to misrepresent Ndlovu's personal income tax returns and his company income tax returns, resulting in a loss of approximately 26 million to SARS.
We end off with a silver lining for South Africans. The Minister of Electricity and Energy, Khosensora Mokgopa, has hinted at a possible policy intervention to prevent Eskom's proposed 36% electricity price hike for the 2025-26 financial year. Public submissions on the tariff hike are open until the 1st of November. Now, speaking at the Standard Bank Climate Summit in Johannesburg, Ramakgopa stated that suspending certain government policies could provide relief, but particularly for low-income households. Minister Ramakgopa hints at policy changes to avoid this increase. I'm Marlene Fouchia with Nuus die Uur. Iran het pas begin met missielaanvalle op Israel.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Kicking off the 30 minutes is The Weeknd with Take My Breath, Madonna with Music, and The Evils Fantasties with Akinya. You can let me know what you think of the music on jacarandafm.com. My name is Danny Painter. It is 4 minutes past seven. Welcome to Tuesday.
I saw the fire in your eyes. I saw the fire when I look into your eyes. You tell me things you wanna try. I got the tension.